Now this. This is Sky. Yesterday, media entrepreneur Rupert Murdoch, chairman of News International and director of Sky Channel, announced a major expansion program. They've just signed a 10-year lease with British Telecom in Britain to run three television channels, with an option for a fourth channel, on the medium-powered Astra satellite. That's due for launch in November of this year. One TV channel will consist of the existing Sky Channel, General Entertainment. A second, called Sky News, will carry a 24-hour news service. Sky Movies will run 18 hours of movies a day to Britain only. And possibly a fourth channel will carry a sports service. There's a radio service called, you guessed it, Sky Radio, which will originate from Holland. Two major announcements followed in the press conference. Alan Sugar, who heads the computer company of Amstrad Electronics, said he would be providing a home receiver and a 60-centimeter satellite dish for £199 sterling. He would be producing 100,000 dishes a month by the first quarter of next year. And secondly, all the Sky television services will use the ordinary PAL colour TV system and not the much-hailed improved quality MAC system that rival companies have announced. Clearly, Rupert Murdoch is keen to get people watching on existing home televisions without going to a lot of extra expense.
Sky News Channel will be a 24-hour channel, modeled very much in the American CNN. The great difference will be that it will be a British channel, and it will be done here in London. The Sky Movie Channel, which will be starting at the same time, will have one major difference from other movie channels. It will be free to the viewers and supported by advertising.
The voice of Rupert Murdoch at the press conference yesterday.